Noah is going back to his old ways, stars a solo act, and what is Andy doing? We have all that and more coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. It's a good song to work out to.
I'm a slow groover.
Right, this is like a little body roll. Just a little something. Not too much.
Not too much. Okay, why?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Thank you so much for joining us again for the Star After Show. Jill is killing it over there in her own world. I know that's right. I'm your lead host, Ivana, and who do I have joining me?
What's up, guys? It's Drew Jones.
And you know it's your girl, Deshawn O.
And Jill Monroe.
Ew.
Yes. Yo. The gang's all here.
Yes, we are. This is the season finale.
Man.
We star. Oh, your live is on.
Oh, yes. That's it's, us.
We live. We live, baby. Yes. So some of our special segments, I just want to tell y'all what we're going to be tackling today. We're going to be discussing Star. Oh, my goodness. Noah. And then, you know, Andy and Cassie, because that's a...
Touchy.
See, you know, that's why you don't mess with, you know what, whatever. But anyway, so what were y'all's overall thoughts on the episode?
Girl. Blew my wig back.
Did it?
I guess it blew my brains back. Damn. In this case.
They put everything in the final episode. Like, we have a lot to think about this summer. We have a lot to ponder and speculate on.
Yes, yes.
I was here for it.
I was too. And we have some news for you all later. It's some really great news. Man, that was a lot. So I think I just want to go straight into Star. I mean...
Oh, Star.
Yeah. So, you know, we see at the beginning where... going back to last week's episode, you know, Maurice is just thinking for himself, which I kind of already figured that he was just going to release the song anyway against Star's best interest. And it's on the radio.
Against Star's best interest.
It made it to the radio.
I think it ended up being for Star's best interest.
Hello.
If we're being honest.
I mean, oh, no, it is.
If we're being honest.
I think that's the best example of, like, all press is good press. Like, mm-hmm. She didn't like it. She thought it made her look bad. But she rode that wave.
She killed it.
Which I expected her to.
7 million downloads.
Yes.
Man, talk about it. We need 7 million downloads. Okay. But that's a topic for later.
Love when she threw that in. But I'm just thinking, like, did you see how excited they were when their song got on? They were, like, dancing around the car doing all of this.
Yeah.
And all it took was for her to put out a diss record for it to go straight to radio. That's how you know negativity is more accepted.
Is it negativity or is it transparency and honesty?
And white privilege.
That part.
Oh, we think it's privilege.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they even say in that she is well-received in all demographics. And you know what that means.
Well, okay. That part is
and so true. I'm so glad you touched on that because I wanted to, too, because it really frustrated me how, because I've been saying all the whole time, I'm like, you know what, Alice is going to be the one who goes solo first, and she's going to soar, because she was the singer, the dancer, the songwriter. I mean, she is in the studio more than more than everybody else is. But it's very telling that Star is the one who is able to appeal to all demographics.
I mean, we've seen that in girl groups in real life.
Oh, yes.
Fifth Harmony.
But is it the topics? Is it the I mean, but Normani.
Normani is doing it.
You know,
Normani said, hold my beer.
And gave them pure Beyonce and came out there with an entrance, girl. What?
But the point still stands, though, because Camila... No offense, but for all you Camila kids out there, but she's not doing as much, but she's still on tour with Taylor Swift or whoever right now, so she's still doing okay.
Yeah. Facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it does hold some truth to what's really going on, but I think in Star's mind, she didn't mean it. Not that she didn't mean it. I think she thinks that she's doing what's best, but her intentions are still very selfish, but she's, like, able to justify them in her own way. Mm. But now that she's on tour, as we see, she's clearly miserable.
Right.
And she's like, oh...
It's weighing heavy on her.
Like she is alone.
I don't think that it's what she really wanted. I don't think she wanted... You know, it's a little thing about living with your choices. I don't think that she wanted the diss track to really come out. And I don't think that is the way that she wanted Stardom. I really think she wanted it, the three of them together. But that's kind of not what happened. And what do you do if this is all you've been working for? Do you say no?
Right.
Or do you seize the opportunity?
Right. If it gets you out the hood, do you say no?
Like, she's definitely
a national tour, not a college tour, not a national tour.
No more college campuses.
And keep in mind, this is one thing I think that Star was probably looking at, and she even said it to Simone. When it was Alex, everybody was all for it and pushing for it. And now that it's Star, similar circumstance, it just happened. Alex wasn't pushing to be solo either.
True.
Now everyone is like, no, you're wrong, and you're not thinking about the group. So why is it when it was Alex, it was a positive thing and ultimately to help the group. But because it's Star, and I get it, the song is negative and nasty. That's not her fault. But why can't we ride the same wave that way?
I think it's because it looks weird trying to ride a wave that was created off of dissing you. You know, like...
Right.
It's like with Alex's thing, yeah, it was weird because, you know, Star was with Noah, but it was at least like... people.
That was a little
she wasn't yeah, it wasn't out there. She wasn't dissing, you know, Star by being with Noah because no one knew that Star was with Noah. But this is a very open, like, this is my man, you left your man who was in a wheelchair... My little sister left.
You know, dissed the group.
She
like
went
you
for
were
everybody.
Loyal.
Right, but what? But again, she was wrong for recording it. But if she didn't expect it to get out, mm-hmm. and Maurice openly said that he put it out, why he put it out, and you know, so
yeah.
it, she was venting. She was in the studio. Artists do that creatively. She
right.
didn't. She didn't put it out.
Mm-mm. She did to express herself, but I think, too, the difference is everybody loves to hate Star.
True.
I think that's just what it boils down to. Everybody loves to hate Star.
That's true.
I'm team Star.
I mean, I like Star. I just think whether it's released or not released, you're responsible for your art, and her art came out, and so she's got to be responsible for what how people feel. Like, I think they're valid in feeling how they felt. And
no, you're absolutely right, because I bet you Alex or Simone can't come back with... Like, because you know how, like, people come out with diss songs and then you have to do an interview, you're talking about it, about how you feel
Ether
about
and
it.
Super Ugly.
Right, they
and
all
Super Ugly
have...
was subpar.
Mm-hmm. And they all would have nothing to say because Star got them together with the truth. And the truth cannot be denied.
Yeah, speaking of the truth, there was this part where Simone and Star were having a conversation. I wanted to ask you all, as a panel, even you all in the comments, let me know how you feel about Simone being really dismissive of Star, saying that, you know, she killed Mom and she still sees visions of her mom dying. And Simone is like, let it go, Star. And I'm like...
I think because Star... Situations happen in your life and you can choose to be defined by them or you can choose to come above them. And I think Star, for a long time, allows her circumstance to be what defines her and her reasoning for... She doesn't ever take accountability for anything. It's, oh, I'm just doing this because you don't understand. This is what I had to go through instead of, like, rising above it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after a while, like, you get tired of being around those people, especially when you yourself are trying to come above your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, Simone has been through a lot.
Yes.
And I feel like we constantly see her trying to fight her own demons and trying to come above it. And so to have someone who's supposedly doing all this for you constantly put you in a space where... you could, you know, start thinking that same way. I respect her for being like, nah, we're not going to do this.
Yes. And I respect her for getting away from the situation. And I told y'all that she would. Because she got to chase after her fine man. Because Sangel, they cannot. Their love is too sweet.
What are they going to do
is
in
it?
The Dominican Republic?
Is
I
it?
Mean, I guess we're going to talk about that. But
yeah, I got predictions
right.
for that.
Right. Okay, because for Simone, this is a vacation. Because, girl, you're going to be right back
Child,
in
somebody's
Atlanta.
Somebody's plane crashed, though.
Girl.
So
I know.
I think... never mind. Jesus Christ. We'll get to Simone and Angel. I'll save that for the ending, because the ending of this episode was just the most. Okay? Yeah. So, did y'all have any other thoughts on Star? Or
I mean, I think she was bomb up there. Like, she really killed the game. The girl can sing. They brought back our song that we'd be singing for a while. Mm-hmm. I bring me.
She
I mean,
giving body.
Yeah.
I felt it all
just came together, right?
I did
she
not
got
like
a haircut.
How they had them two people in the back looking like Alex and Simone, though.
I mean, but I think that's the point, because ultimately, if we want to keep the visuals of Take 3 in mind, and that is Take 3's song.
It is.
Is she supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and
it's
with her
tricky.
In the forefront, she's
yeah.
saying, I bring me. Like, I bring myself. That was very...
It's
yeah,
tricky.
I know.
I appreciate Star being trying to talk some sense into Noah, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you
That's
know,
nice.
Not as a, I'm trying to hook up, just as a real person to
right.
real person. I know that you want this. This isn't how. It's you know, it's
not
take
like in
you
a
there.
Jealous way, right? Yeah. Exactly. She seemed to really just like, let me just talk to you, dude.
Right. She didn't even, you know, get in on whatever was happening with Gigi. She didn't play Gigi's shade yeah. any mind and yeah. didn't go there like normal. So yeah. I think that in some ways, again, we all get on Star about mm-hmm. her behavior, but she is growing in some, you know, form or fashion and recognizing self-destructive behavior.
I'm glad you said that. Speaking of her behavior, I mean, but did she though? Because when we go back, you know, when they were all like on tour and stuff, and the crowd, when they finished, the crowd was chanting, "Y'all know me." I feel like they should have walked off stage. Do y'all agree? Like, the three of them should have just walked off stage.
Well, we bowed and walked
exactly.
off.
Exactly. And stopped.
Was that the end of their show? Were they going to do another song?
It seemed like the end of their show. That's what it seemed like to me.
Well, because they all walked to the front. So normally I feel like that's like you're, you know, bowing.
Exactly. That's just the way it seemed. But if not, then they should have went into their next song.
Exactly.
Like, don't even feed into that. But Star did. And, you know.
Star did.
I really got frustrated by that. And, of course, they turn into another fight.
But let me ask you this. So all the time, except when Star punched the heck out of Alex in the salon.
Okay.
It's been Alex taking off on Star.
True.
Nobody has a problem with that because mm-hmm. if it was the other way around, mm-hmm. Star would be all types of ratchets and can't control herself. So why is it okay for Alex? And I love Alex and I understand her frustration, but Alex has been a little quick with the pops lately.
She's been
with the it's.
She has, and she's unhappy in her own life because I think like a lot of things were coming her way and she was getting more attention and more recognition. Now things are going away because it ain't all it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. She can't go back to Derek now. You know, Star is getting all this shine. Like I know that's a lot of just pent up anger.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right, but I know that's where it comes.
But
from.
I'm just saying, yeah. Star has pent up anger too, and we get on Star. Star should get it together. Yeah. Star should focus. Star should think about the bigger picture. I mean,
I'm so glad that Alex is leaving Noah.
Yes, because realistically, if Alex hadn't punched Star, Take Three would still be on the tour.
I mean, I just feel like right now Alex is so she's in need of learning herself.
I'm sorry, which one?
Alex. Mm. Alex needs this vacation. You've been saying this forever. She needs to learn herself, but she also needs to do exactly what she's doing, which is go find your parents and discover yourself through what they have going on.
She hasn't really had the chance to know who she is, who she wants
right.
to be.
Yeah. And this brave Alex that has now gone through some things, now not the sheltered rich girl, is able to come back and approach her father and be like, okay, so what is your deal? Like, why are you so messed up that I'm messed up? Mm-hmm. And so I'm ready for that conversation. I remember in the beginning he was about to do it to Star.
Yeah.
So let's see how far he's evolved.
Let's see. Yeah. So, speaking of evolving, I know you have a live read for some of us.
Yes. If you want to learn, grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition drops every Friday and is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. You guys, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just head over to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Guys, there's nothing better than free knowledge, so just go ahead and do it. Just go over there, be sure to rate and comment, and let her know that it was us, the Star panel, that sent you guys over there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, check it out. It's dropping in 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bam, 2 days. So make sure to check it out.
Okay. You got that memorized.
Yes.
She's a professional.
I'd be out here.
Yeah. And those podcast episodes are really good. So go on by and check them out.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. Let's get into y'all's fave, Noah.
Noah is,
my God, he's kind of on it's like his career is soaring, but he's also on a downward spiral.
Right.
It's fascinating.
That song with he and Gigi was hot, though.
It is.
Let's talk about it.
It is. I wanted to ask y'all. I like the song.
Oh, no. It was hot. The little tension.
Yes.
He does his best work with women, so it seems.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I felt that. And I'm
in
just
many
like,
aspects of his life.
Is he like that with everyone? Is that his way of coping? Is that
what?
His thing?
The musical connection?
Just to be wanted by other women during the musical connection?
Uh-huh.
That might feed his spirit and make him feel special. Because he continues to do it. I'm like, wait a minute. I fell in love with you and Alex because of the chemistry. I fell in love with you and Star because of the chemistry. I'm not doing this again with you, Noah.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of Noah, that sequence of him when he got arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct, yo, he was wildin'.
Turn to the right. Turns to the left. I'm always right.
Yeah. I'm like, man, if I drunk self out of here, man.
Like he's about to do the gator crackhead dance.
He was disturbed. His friend got shot. He better calm down.
He was acting a whole fool.
Yeah, no, he is.
I cannot. I'm just tired of it at this point. Like, obviously, you know, alcoholism and addiction and whatnot, it's a disease. I think what's frustrating about Noah is he's on top of the world and he has so many resources to be able to fight this, and he just, like, refuses to. And I think it's just, it's hard to feel bad for him because I'm like, you have everything that you could need to overcome
to help
this.
Yourself, yes.
And you are just consistently lashing out. You've turned away, like, Carlotta is, like, ride or die manager, and you just fired her because, what, she called you out? Like, it's just, it's hard. And now, and to see how the season kind of ends with him just, like, standing on the rooftop, it's like...
And I think, too, that's how people create their own circle of yes men and women, because you fire the people that call you out and tell you, hey, you're not thinking straight. You know what I mean? And so now that Carlotta is gone and he's not even listening to Star either, because she tried at the end. So it's like, now who does he have? Now he's on tour with Gigi. And she's like, hey, just coke on my chest, you know? Like,
she fuels the fire.
Yeah, so.
She's like, the turn up.
God. But you guys know the saying, you sometimes have to reach rock bottom before you can rise above. So
this is his second rock bottom.
That's true, but I mean, rock bottom has to be rock bottom for you when you're done. Like, I've had many people in my life who are like, I just, like, maybe women, men in relationships that are like, we just got to stay together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it will never be over until you're ready for it to be over. But he's standing on a building about to, like, take his own life. So maybe this is the rock bottom he needs. I always, for some reason, have a lot of, like, hope for Noah because he just reminds me of a lot of black men, you know, in the neighborhoods, you know, hanging around, having these lives where they keep talking about it for a long time. Mm. Oh, I was a singer for the past... I was like, that's 20 years ago, baby. Mm-hmm. You holding on to that, but because you never allowed yourself to reach your full potential, because you, when you reach that rock bottom, you have to really be able to pull yourself out.
And yeah.
That's why I have hope for Noah. Mm. So I try.
Do you have hope for Noah, Jill?
I mean, of course. You want to see him, you know, come back together and be able to create music and use his creative genius in a positive way, not just when he's, you know, drunk or high or something like that. So I hope he can find that balance within himself and continue to make great music. The scary part is, can he make music without it? Because if he can't, then
I don't know.
He's going to have to find something else to fill that up, which could be equally devastating.
Right. That's a good question.
Yeah,
because
I wonder if that's a struggle.
Yeah, because exactly. When he was first, I guess, on the scene, it was real hot and stuff because he had an alcohol addiction. Can he still be great without it? That's a really good question. Do you think Noah can come out of it?
I think so. Mm. I think it's going to take a lot, but I think, you know, he can come out of it. I hope so, just because I think it's important to see black men succeed on TV and overcome things beyond, you know, systematic oppression and whatnot, just to become, like, to overcome their own inner demons. It'd be important to see someone like that winning. And so I want him to.
Do you think he's going to make it through the tour, though?
I don't think he's going to make it through. I'm sorry.
He needs rehab right now. Like, right, they need to do, like, an intervention
yesterday
on him immediately.
Like, take him off stage. Like Sandman.
Have him pull his shirt on off and just grab him by the sleeve and pull him off. Yeah, he needs some rehab right now.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. We do want to go into an iTunes library for you all. Jill got it for you, and then we're going to talk about some most stuff.
So, listen, I know that you guys are watching this on YouTube. Shout out to you guys that are in the chat room. We appreciate you every week. But in case you want to check us out on your way to work, on your way to work out, when you're chilling, cleaning up at the house, go to iTunes and download us, and also give us 5 stars, leave a review. It's important because, one, we want to be in the top 10, naturally, and two, it helps our position here. So make sure that you head over to iTunes, download 5 stars, ratings, all that good stuff. The Star After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. Andy, like I said earlier at the top of the show, I said, what is he doing?
Andy, baby.
Like, what is he doing? Oh, my God. And he was really trying to, like, kiss his way out of it at the beginning of the episode.
I was like, boy, you fine, but you're not $15,000.
He's like, I got the magic. Right. Baby, don't I give it to you like
Cassie
you like.
Cassie quickly reminded him, like, you ain't all that, my guy.
You're still short.
And then she was like, yo, your parents, I know where they go and get brunch. Why you ain't tell me they white? I was like, ooh.
Let me tell you once again, I know that we have stated this, Brandy killed this role.
I love
seeing
her
in this role.
Shout out
to this Brandy. Yes, and I mean, we haven't really gotten an opportunity. I know we saw her stretch with Chardonnay. She's been on Broadway. But to see her playing like a hood gangster will take you out.
Yes.
And give it full throttle.
And she might even shoot her sister if she has to.
Right. Girl. And to give you the sex, you know, the sex empowerment overcome, girl. Like, I'll take it. I'll pay for it, but when I don't want it anymore, remember you're my bitch. Mm. Go ahead, Brandy.
She's gonna
knock it out the park.
I mean, if Shade Room can say anything about Brandy, it might be that this character is a little close to home for her. Cause I don't know. Like, the Shade Room be talking about Brandy sometimes. I'm like, is she really that hidden?
Okay, they be saying she hood, and she's able to show us in this role.
I was saying Cassie might be a little true to self.
Right.
Well, you're our LA connection. Jill would
Norwood. Know. You know what I'm saying? She got Mama Norwood on her side. Yeah. I'm sure she picked up something. Yeah. You know, they was out
there from Carson.
Carson. Ray J with his Sue's brethren. You know, whatever. So,
you know?
Yeah, I appreciate Brandy. We'll see if she makes it through and if she comes back next season. Yeah.
They didn't have to go far to draw inspiration.
Yeah. The Andy situation is just frustrating because it's like, why? How did we get here? Like, how did it.
How did you mess up this bad?
Are you over panicking that much from being cut off from your parents? You didn't have any money saved. You didn't learn anything at Harvard about balancing your finances.
Right.
It's just the wrong place at the wrong time.
He acts like he has a drug problem, though. He was so crackish.
Yes.
Like,
when he was in the dark, like trying to forge that signature, I'm
stealing
like,
stealing Ayana's checks and then grabbing the gun in a panic and shooting Ayana. But let's talk about Ayana as just a G, like, yeah, girl, I'm pregnant.
Right. And don't send
the ambulance.
But
no
my thing is, if Andy wanted to seem like he wasn't that bad of a person, I feel like whenever the drawer was open and he saw the gun, I feel like he should have backed up and said, Ayana, let me explain something to you. But in that situation, when you're already in the dark, you got her checkbook, and then you reach for the gun, dude, like now it's like it just escalated so quickly.
Yeah.
He should have backed up.
Because that's crackhead behavior,
Hello?
Which is why I asked, does he have a substance problem? Right. Was he drinking?
Listen, girl. Student loans have people acting crazy, but like, that was just.
Them Harvard loans got him tripping.
Watched, right.
But he watched Cassie literally take a dude's life, a big scary dude that has scared him before. So, I mean,
and
he
life.
Is shaking. And Hael's
Hello.
Life. So he is shaking in his little boots. I ain't gonna lie. And
Not
this is very bad,
boots.
I'm about to say, you guys. So forgive me in advance. But he could have gone. He could have been the one to get shot. And that would have been okay with me because, Andy, you causing problems in this whole operation ever since you've been here. And I'm about tired of you and ready for you to go. But okay, I said bad things and now I'm here. I'm back again.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, I had a feeling when he was kissing on Cassie, I'm like, this ain't gonna work. Like, it's still on the table, dude. Like, you still might die.
Right. But no, everyone around him is dying.
I thought she was gonna shoot him up right there.
Really?
Wouldn't that be some G stuff?
It would be, but she said it bought him a week, so.
It bought him a week, but then he almost killed Ayana, though. And she has nothing to do with it. It's an innocent bystander. It's not fair.
But, I mean, now everything's on the table.
Yeah.
Carlotta knows now.
I mean, is Carlotta really the G that we didn't understand?
I mean,
that
she's
she
the daughter of Christine, who's a G.
She might
she's
be.
Cassie's sister.
But Cassie called her out and said, you didn't do that. You didn't complete that thing that Mama had us do back in the day. So mm-hmm. Carlotta is a G, but she don't really want to shoot nobody.
Was she, no, I don't think she was talking about back in the day. I think she was talking about being a part of them killing
Omari.
I think that's
I
what
thought
she was
talking
about.
But
she revealed it. She's like, you took care of Omari, so Cassie took care of it. Okay, so yeah, I would be scared of Cassie. I'd be like, listen here, sis. Okay?
Cassie is scary.
I know you're upset, but we're not going to be able to kill Andy.
Yeah.
And then you can't kill me. So let's start working our way backwards from there.
Child.
Because Cassie has no, like, when Cassie pulled the gun out, she pulled it out fast.
Yeah.
I mean, Carlotta's trying to just slide it under, like, I don't want to
have
to
do
this.
She was shaky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was. But speaking of Carlotta, she had that good wig on.
She had the killer.
Let's get into Carlotta's wig review. Because do you have a name for that wig? That was a killer wig.
I do.
I feel different about this song now since Willow revealed her little feelings.
It makes
but that's a side.
Makes me sad now.
We might have to get a different wig. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I did see that, but...
Dang, my bad.
No. I just thought about it right now. Anyway, but Carlotta's wig review is
Carlotta's wig review. Yes. I will say that last wig with the cut, you guys, I had a hard time naming her. I might have needed you guys' help. I was trying to choose between Auntie Chun-Li and the one I chose. But what I did was I went for Mob Boss. Okay, Mob Wives. Her name is going to be Auntie Renee.
Okay.
And when she's on the Italian side, mm-hmm. they call her Renee, but when she's on the Black side, they call her Nene. All right?
Auntie Nene.
Let's go. Now, she does carry a gun in her purse.
Clearly.
But the gun is not registered, okay? Uh-huh. It is covered in crystals. She had it bejazzled.
Okay,
she only takes her sunglasses off when she's serious, which is all the damn time. She don't wear sunglasses.
Oh.
All right? She has mysterious meetings at night at the Italian restaurant down the street. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what's going on, but everybody know don't mess with her when she's doing her business. Mm-hmm. And that'll be all for Carlotta's wig review.
Renee.
A bedazzled gun barrel.
The only thing, she couldn't use the bedazzled one with Cassie, because Cassie'd be like, oh, you soft. Okay, let me just go ahead and do it. So she went for the heavy duty.
I would think she wouldn't want to use anything but target practice with that, because what if the bedazzles fall off, then you leave in a trail.
Oh, she got that
hefty glue.
You know, I'm just saying, always thinking ahead.
Yes, you are,
Jill. Minded.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't know about you,
but
Jill.
You know what the good news is? The bedazzles, they have all them grooves, so her fingerprints don't even stick. They don't even know who's going to be.
Okay,
Nene. That's
real nice. Okay. Again, shout out to our fans. You all have been so amazing. I mean, you all have followed us since, the end of 2016 when we first started this?
Yes, December 2016.
Yes. And we just want to give you all a shout out, for following us. What's going on, Jill?
So shout out, Mr. Music Man 21 said he loves your hair tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking amazing.
Yes,
Tiffany Ferguson, shout out Ree Dalla, Makeup by Maya.
Oh, yeah, she's always in the chat.
Simone. Tiffany Ferguson, did I already say her? Tatiana Reed. So shout out to you guys. Give Miss Bubbles. Shout out to all of you guys always in the chat, keeping us lit with your comments and commentary. We appreciate it. And we like that you always pay attention.
Yes.
You're always very complimentary, you know, about the changes in style, about the commentary. So we appreciate you. Remember, iTunes, 5 stars,
thumbs up on
YouTube, all that good stuff.
Jill, while we're on you, we know you got some news and gossip and stuff, too, right?
But wait, before, I want to give a shout out to all my Saint Joe. I remember last week I asked you guys to put hearts. I went on there. You guys, really did the comments.
They left you the hearts.
Thank you so much, Saint Joe fans. I appreciate it. And I wanted to shout you out for fan shout outs.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have some baby news hitting.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Official. We got to have the official intro. So Lance Gross, who we saw Maurice, his character was fired tonight. So we don't know if he's gonna pop back up in some, dirt managing somebody else. We don't know what's gonna happen. But he has a new baby on the way. He and his wife. Aww. They recently went on a baby moon in Utah. Super sweet. They had a baby shower. And I just blanked on the baby's name.
That's so rich. I don't even know what that means.
Right? A baby moon
in Utah.
So they went to Utah to go look at the canyons and the caverns and spend time together in a peaceful place. Just mom and dad minus their
before
other
the
child.
Baby comes?
Before the baby comes, yeah.
Like a honeymoon, but
oh my God.
Moon, but a baby moon.
I need to marry a rich man.
They got money.
They got money. That's what you do. And then after, I'm sure he'll get her a push gift.
Of course.
Another thing with money.
Right. And those things do not exist on everybody's...
You don't take these Pampers and be thankful.
Girl, what? We had a gender reveal. What you saying?
Right? What do you mean? That's good
enough. What you mean? All of this.
Well, thank you, girl.
So shout out to them.
Yes, that's it for our news and gossip. I just want to finish it up really quickly because we still that Carlotta Brown was named the head of Midtown Sound.
Yes!
That was freaking awesome. Oh, my goodness. And everybody was, catching flights, too, at the end. I mean, Simone caught a flight. Mm-hmm. Alex caught a flight to New York. And then Derek said, hey, my girl is on that plane.
Yes! Gonna get my baby back.
That gave us the Daleks hope we need.
When he said that, I was like, that's right. And you looked at me like, girl... I was like, that's right. You better go get your girl.
I was like, you better go wobble to that plane right now.
But he could do it.
He's getting there.
Although a few minutes ago, he didn't keep that same energy because he's talking about, I got a girl. But what he said was, it's easy, she don't lie to me. And I felt like that was his call for her to say, but I ain't gonna lie to you no more, baby. And she missed the mark. Mm. But that's okay, because he still went on ahead and went to the airport.
Now, we did see that there was some news that a plane crashed coming out of Atlanta. Oh. I honestly don't think it affects any one of them.
It cannot be.
I don't think so.
It can't be Simone, for sure.
Someone in the chat said that the Appalachian Mountains are north of Atlanta, so it likely might have been Alex's plane. I don't know. They probably don't have that decision made yet. I'm hoping it's nobody, but we'll see.
I was going to say, it is like going towards New York. I think there will be a plane. I think she will be in the plane crash, maybe, but... I think she'll survive. People have survived plane crashes.
Look, that plane didn't look like it had any survivors on it, so I don't know. But and then Noah, I mean, my God, he was about to just jump off that ledge.
Were they not sure that they were going to get renewed? So they're like, let's just go ahead and kill everybody.
Let's just throw it all in there.
No, I totally feel like that's the natural succession of things. Like he keeps hearing Star saying that in his head over and over again, how he's just an addict. Mm-hmm. And then you know he was dealing with the whole thing about his father, about his, you know, his lifestyle and everything. He's had a lot of pressure on him, and I think that's what you do when you're on drugs. Your drugs are telling you, do impulsive things. Mm. Get rid of it. Get rid of your life. Get rid of these problems. And I hope he gets help.
That's terrible. I think
it's a good old-fashioned soap opera cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And to make sure that we are back there front and center for season three.
Which hello.
We will be.
I'm just mad
months.
That Star is the only one whose life isn't up in the balance. Like,
but it is. It is. She's not happy.
She's not happy, but like, we're not wondering if she
But she ain't dealing with a plane crash. Right. She and coke addiction.
Her sister's not pointing a gun at her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? She's doing all right.
She's just sad.
Yeah,
her life isn't in the press.
She can still sleep at night.
Right. So I do want to get into predictions before our time runs out. And Regil, we're going to start with you, girl.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Gonna be good.
Right off the bat, somebody's gonna die.
Okay.
We know somebody's gonna die. Okay. I don't know what somebody's gonna die though, but somebody is gonna die. I think that we are starting fresh. I think we might even be headed for a location change. I think we might be in New York next season.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think we have that to look forward to. You know, is Ayana keeping the baby, or her and Carlotta gonna raise little Hayel together?
Oh,
I mean, you know, I'm trying to figure out what happened with that.
A power couple.
You know, a power platonic couple.
I'm shipping it
now. I can't. I know.
I want it now.
Kayana.
I call it.
Let's go. Kayana, let's go.
With a child. And then the grandson.
Portia and Ellen are shook.
Oh, stop!
replacement couple. And you know, I think that there are more relationship struggles ahead. I think that Angel. I actually think that if it's a plane that one of the principals are on, I think it's going to be Simone's plane, even though she's been through a lot, and then her and Angel. Maybe remember they're married. I don't know. We're going to see what plays out with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're still married. Like, is the annulment really happening? Does Angel know she's coming? Angel's never been in the Dominican Republic. Does he even have any place to live? Girl, where are you going to go stay? So, yeah, I look forward to seeing those things carry out.
Wow, those are some good predictions. I'm going to go ahead and start. I have them sectioned out. Okay, so for Sangel. I do think that they're going to reach a point. Obviously, she's going to get to the Dominican Republic. I did have some questions about Angel since he doesn't really live there. He might not be as accepted as we think. You know, he's considered the American or whatever, gringo. You never know what they're going to call him when he get there. So we don't know how he's going to feel about that. But I did have like this crazy prediction because I'm a little cray cray.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe Simone and Angel will go to Mexico and start doing a little act together to try to make money. And next thing you know, they blow up as like this Latin
duo.
Couple duo type of thing, and then they come to the U.S. on some sunglasses on, like, what? Okay, so that's just me. And then Star, I think her solo is going to be killing her because she really didn't want to make it alone, and so she's going to take that time to save Noah. That's going to be her mission because it's going to be like, well, you're the only one left, basically, so she's going to be the one to pull him off that ledge, and it's going to cause them to have a very... toxic at first, but like loyal, you know, them ride or die, like I've been with you through anything relationships, and it's going to be very strange when Alex gets back. I put down here, Andy needs to die.
Okay. Oh.
Daleks is still possible, and Alex is trying to get closer to her father. I think she's going to find herself through her father, and it may be because she crashed in a plane, and her father's so scared she might die that he will come to his senses. I know I've been doing a lot of thinking, but I love you guys.
Okay. I'm going to throw a completely different person on that plane. What if Andy's on the plane?
Yes!
Because
going back to New York.
Yeah, he's trying to get up out of Atlanta because he just did all that sketchy stuff, so maybe Andy's on the plane. And he dies because we don't really have a lot of. We love you,
Elijah Andy, Kelly. But
he don't have a group anymore.
He don't really have. Yeah. I mean, but people Angel's been dying. Gone, you know. I'm gonna hope and pray for an Ayana, Carlotta, power couple, Kayana. I'm rooting for that. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Oh, what about Cotton?
Oh yeah.
Come on, what else, girl?
I don't know. I just like I'm cool with whatever they do. I just feel like somebody gonna die. I think it's Andy or Cassie. I think Carlotta is gonna really transform into this like boss, like
We did hear a gunshot at the end.
Yeah. Somebody I think Carlotta's not gonna I think people underestimate her, and I think she's gotten tired of people playing her. So I think we're going to see a new side of Carlotta next season.
Yeah, I can see that. And I guess it would be easier for her to cover it up now that she's got this high-profile job, you know. Hopefully, I just want to throw this out there, put in the atmosphere. Hopefully, you know, I don't know, maybe we can make a cameo. We would love to be, like, on the show as gossip hosts or something because we've been following the show.
Quite some time.
Call us, email us. So my predictions are, I think Ayana's going to lose the baby, honestly. Mm-hmm. I just don't picture her, like, having the baby. I don't know. Sorry. But I think they'll definitely move to New York for a little bit. I do think the group is going to get back together. I think Star is going to... I don't feel like she really enjoys being solo. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds cool, that you know, because you don't have to switch your money three ways anymore. But at the same time, like, she's alone. She's lonely. She misses her girls. Because she was crying when she was on stage. And I don't think it's a cry like, oh, I can't... I finally have made it this far. I think it's like, wow... I've made it, but I'm so lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate it, you know?
Yeah.
I think Simone's going to snap out of it. Carlotta's finally going to get to her, you know, what she said to Simone. And I just don't think that the marriage is going to work at all. Sorry. I don't think they're going to be like a duo.
I
think she's going to go, you know, to go visit him. And it's going to, you know, the closure. Because he left on such abrupt terms. And it's very tragic. But the marriage is going to be annulled. I think, you know, Simone's going to snap out of it. And, yeah, the three are going to get back together somehow. Those are my predictions.
I would be interested to see that, like, the duo thing. Just because she's so racially ambiguous that she could, if she wanted to.
Okay.
You know. I would like it. But I just, when I see that, though, I picture her having, like, this big glamorous life in Mexico doing these things, but then going home and being, like, this domesticated wifey. And then it starts weighing on her like, baby, honey.
Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be ironic for the one person who didn't want it to be the one that, like, really blows up.
Right.
I guess so. Well, exactly.
You never know. It's we'll exciting see. For us to explore.
We'll see in a couple months now, won't we? I'm going to wrap this one up. And Jill, where can we find you, girl?
Make sure you guys are hitting me up at Stiletto Jill everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Leave me comments. Check there for my next little updates.
Ooh. Hey, you know you can catch me at Deshauna O, Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And again, I'm your lead host, Ivana Williams. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can also find me on the Dear White People panel. Y'all, thank you so much. This has been the season finale of the Star After Show for season 2. Tune in for season 3. I guess we'll see y'all in a few months. Bye.
Bye, season 3.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.